Parents-in-Law, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Simon Says by Alexander Screever. He stood in front of the mirror. He'd just come out of the shower. He smiled at his reflection and posed. He turned around and looked at himself. Vanity is a virtue, he thought, and flexed his biceps. A small movement in the corner of his mouth revealed that he wasn't unhappy with what he saw. He let his hands slide down from his chest muscles, over his six-pack and towards his groin. He grabbed his hard dick and his balls, pulled them up, and longingly bent his neck and head with pursed lips down towards the tip. If only. He was young and beautiful. His head was closely shaven, and he had light, plucked eyebrows that created a stunning transition to his clear blue eyes. His nose was long and straight, except for a little crack caused during his school days. An almost microscopic but nicely trimmed narrow moustache sat above his lip, and a little Errol Flynnish bush was placed below. Between the slightly narrow, arching top lip and a little plumper central moist bottom lip was a constant, discreet hint of a naughty smile. He parked his car and approached the building. He still felt hot after the car ride, not to mention the pleasant time in the lay-by. He placed his sunglasses on top of his shaven, tanned head. He looked tense. He was overly nervous but interested and eager. He looked around. There was plenty of noise around him. A lot of people, but no one that he knew. He grabbed his bag, found a cigarette, and started to look for Lecture Hall 3. He went in through the door and down the stairs. They were worn out after years of use and made a lot of creaking sounds. He sat down and looked around. There were many people in his class. He wiped off the condensation on the mirror and made sure it was all gone before he carefully folded the towel up and put it down. He propped his hands on the sink, leaned in towards the mirror, and looked at his mature face and body. His hair was grey, but just like his neatly trimmed beard, it matched wonderfully with his naturally light brown skin. His eyes were chestnut brown, and his lashes were pitch black. His nose was powerful and Mediterranean-looking. His mouth comprised soft arches with dark pink plump lips. His gypsy blood didn't deny itself. His chin was broad and sharp. His throat was closely shaven under his full beard. Despite his body being 57 years old, he had well-defined features and was extremely fit. He had all the necessary discipline and self-control to not let himself go. You've to take care of your body so it looks good. Physical decline is a sign of a weak character. His stepdad's words still ran through his mind. He put on boxers and an undershirt. He let an almost invisible finger slide over an obviously happy nipple, and a quiet warmth spread through his body. He put on a shirt and buttoned it all the way up, pulling on his pants. He fastened the zipper before straightening out the bulge with a challenging gaze at the mirror. He put on his vest, his granddad's pocket watch made out of gold, and his suit jacket.